Rock, sport and talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Kings League back page of the Echo today. Back in the big time. Reds are where they belong, but Klopp says they're hungry for more. So Porto against Liverpool. Does it feel like they're back in the big time to you, Quaidy, from an Everton perspective?
Personally, no, I don't think it does. I think it's the Champions League. I watch it every year. Whoever's in it, it's the the last 16. They're playing Porto, an average European team by historical standards. It should be relatively straightforward for Liverpool.
It's a good draw for them, isn't it? If you look at the other teams in the competition.
There aren't many, teams, and we talked about this over the seasons now. You know, the strength of the Premier League is actually what weakens the British teams in Europe. You know, the problems that might face Liverpool over the two legs will be possible fatigue from Premier League games. Not a lack of quality or a lack of experience at that level and those kind of players. But certainly, Sunday was a good day at the office for Liverpool. That was an easier game than usual in the Premier League. Who have they got the weekend? You know, in between these two games, you're probably another tough game. And you've got the season that they've had so far in the Premier League will sometimes drain the legs a little bit more than the European counterparts are having. They're having more difficult games week to week than the likes of Porto, the likes of Real Madrid, whoever it may be.
I don't think Porto have got a massively strong squad, actually. And although they're doing well in their league as well, I don't think they're the most testing of teams. Here's a probable Liverpool lineup for tonight. Lloris Karius in goal. Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back. Dejan Lovren and Virgil van Dijk at centre-half, Andy Robertson on the left side of the defence, midfielder James Milner, Jordan Henderson and Gini Wijnaldum. And then further forward you have Roberto Firmino, Mo Salah and Sadio Mane. So that's a possible 11 for Liverpool. An 11 which
there's
says...
a different one here.
Oh, go on then.
There's Moreno instead of Robertson. There's no Milner. Where did you have Milner in that one?
Milner in the midfield?
No, there's Henderson, Oxlade, Chamberlain, Wijnaldum.
Right, okay.
At the front three, as they are. Alexander-Arnold, Lovren and Van Dijk at the back.
So that's just a couple of possible changes there. What does that Liverpool team say to you?
Pace.
It's quick, isn't it?
Wow. I mean,
it's hard to stop.
Now, let's not even look at the front three, who are the sort of afterburner type speed. You know, behind Mane, Firmino, Salah, you've got Oxlade, Chamberlain, really, really quick. Wijnaldum, definitely no slouch. Moreno, if it's him or Robertson. You know, Moreno especially is really quick. I know he's questionable defending. Alexander-Arnold, a superb athlete.
Let's focus in on one of the hardest working players, which is Roberto Firmino. And interestingly, yesterday, Jurgen Klopp was talking about how Coutinho's departure from Liverpool has possibly enabled Firmino to earn a bit more credit within the side. He says that he's been really consistent for the last 3 years. I don't think he's stepped up in form. Maybe it's a bit more obvious because his situations are not overshadowed by Philippe Coutinho. That's how it is now, said Jurgen Klopp yesterday. He's an extremely important player to us. If you look at some of his stats, he just works relentlessly. Sprints per 90 minutes. 76.2 sprints per 90 minutes. If you compare that with the likes of Aguero, 54 sprints per 90 minutes, Morata 53, Lacazette 58, Harry Kane 42. He's a bit of a workhorse,
isn't
he?
How many did he have?
76.
And Harry Kane was
42.
I mean, it's a different type of players.
Well, it's almost double, isn't it?
But it's an amazing amount of work that he gets through at high intensity. And he's built for it. He's lean. He's athletic. He's determined as well. And, you know, he has got that extra bit of out of the ordinary, as you've seen on Sunday. So it does hurt as an Everton fan to be applauding the assets that these players have got. But the basis of it is hard work. And it is the easiest thing you would suggest, isn't it? It's the thing that we would look at and go, surely you'd work hard at the very first. And yet it's not always the case. But the top players, they work so hard, and he is at this moment in time a top player.
He's sort of fundamental to the Liverpool side. Mo Salah's gaining a lot of the attention this season for the right reasons, but Roberto Firmino is having to sort of work in that shadow. But at the same time, if you look at his goal stats in the Champions League, he's got 6 Champions League goals, which is the
Firmino,
most. Firmino,
6.
Yeah. Mm, which is the most in the Liverpool side.
I mean, he's a good finisher. He gets in the, you know, the right areas, but he's so, I was going to say vital. I wouldn't say vital to how Liverpool play, but he is really, because Liverpool play with this. He's not an out and out centre forward. They'll find the ball deep. They'll play deep. They'll come wide. You know, and as a defender, it must be a nightmare, because you're not actually marking one person at one point and one position on the pitch. Couple that with the speed that they've got, and they can break on you, and you don't know whether to go tight. As you've seen with the goal of Southampton on Sunday, the Salah goal was basically a 1-2, and the defenders were, some of it was pretty poor, but ultimately they've been messed around that much that they don't know whether to go tight, as I say, or to hold their position and let them play in front. But I mean, you can't look past those three. I mean, Mane's been a bit quiet, I would say, lately. I mean, I'm not watching them all the time, obviously, but he'll weigh in with something sooner or later. So it's formidable, really.
It's improbable that Liverpool would win the Champions League. It was in 2005.
No, okay. If you're sitting here looking at statistics, looking at paper talk, and in terms of what's on the team sheet and what we know from our domestic league, yeah, you would say that the likelihood is it's not going to be them. But now you're looking at this tie, and it would be a shock if they don't come through the Porto tie. So then you're into the quarterfinals. You know, where they to not get one of the top teams, you're then to the semi-finals potentially, and you know, once you get there, then different things come into play. Luck starts to become a factor more than anything now. I think we've seen this over the last couple of years, you know, especially in the Champions League, that luck is a big factor, that, you know, the writing can be on the wall for a team, and you know, when a tie comes around, you know, it's just not their day. So I think you're right, it's improbable. But certainly
impossible.
Would. No, by a long way, it's not impossible.
I think Jurgen Klopp is desperate for a cup, isn't he, with Liverpool now?
Well, he is now. He needs to put that, you know, I wouldn't say his momentum stalling. I think this season he's had, this season has been very successful. Last season, certainly, they achieved the goal of getting the team back in the Champions League. So it looks like they'll do that again this season. And then anything else will be an icing on the cake. So I think, I wouldn't think he's under pressure if he doesn't win something this season. Obviously, I think this is the last thing they're in now, so it will be this or nothing. And if this doesn't happen, there'll be no added pressure or disappointment.
I think he's more than secure, isn't he?
Step by step, isn't it? Yeah.
I think it's just a personal thing, isn't it, that he would feel that the time is right for him. Liverpool having beaten Manchester City this season, already showing their credentials when they need them against top teams, though. And I'm not suggesting Porto or City, but should they draw a PSG or a whoever in the next round of the competition, fancy Liverpool to come through it.
You know what, the sort of one thing that can depend is the idea that Anfield is such a fortress to them, would that lead to complacency tonight in the sense of, well, you know, if we're not all at it tonight, you know, we're going back to Anfield, it's our kind of sure get out of jail situation. You know, would you think, well, maybe the players just might not be 100% focused for whatever reason, I don't know. Obviously the message from Klopp there was, oh, you know, Anfield is our place where we if the game's over two legs, and that's all fine and well, but a little bit of complacency could slip in.
Another massive game tonight, of course, and that's the PSG Real Madrid fixture, which I'm sure a lot of people will want to watch as well. Mm-hmm. Hugely entertaining, this one, and not least with the underlying storyline of Neymar having made the switch between the teams.
Barca.
What am I on about? Yeah. That's in my head for one.
Yeah, but obviously that is still an undercurrent.
Well, Neymar making them pay might be the
Who's at home tonight?
It's Real Madrid. It's Real Madrid against PSG. Mm. 7:45 this one starts. So both teams looking pretty tasty.
I hope it's a bit more like last night, from what I heard, mostly quite an end-to-end game and quite open. But you wouldn't put it past these two to be a bit more chess-like in their approach, maybe a bit tighter.
There we go. That one's a 7:45 kickoff as well. Right, Everton. What's happening with the Blues at the moment? So a weekend break might do them a little bit of good. Have they gone to a warm weather training camp?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe they've gone to Dubai. On the back of a good win, 3 points, and I would suggest now that they're in, you know, relatively calm waters, and they need, you know, we need to sort of look, lay the foundations now for I mean, this season is pretty much, as we've got a derby match to come at home. Maybe, I don't know what the fixtures have in store completely, but you know, we've got to start looking to up our game next season, and it'd be interesting. I think there's going to be another summer of transition, unfortunately, and I don't know whether that's a good thing.
Sam Allardyce hinting that he might start picking a more consistent lineup for Everton.
Well, there's no midweek games now, I think. There's a real run of Saturday or weekend. You know, get good week's training in between and go with your best team. I think he hinted at the idea that he was, I don't think he said this, but people were, and the media were looking at him thinking, are you picking weaker teams for the games that you're not going to win or you're unlikely to win in order to maybe rest players for the games that you should win? And now that's, let's say, we're relatively safe, or we shouldn't be too far off. So you should be able to pick your best team now regardless. I think that's what the fans will want. We want to see the new signing. I think that's a big factor for Everton. You know, this Tosun, is we're all in two minds now. Is he going to be good? We don't know anything about him, and yet he's not playing. Niasu,
how's he been written?
We all like
Niasu.
We've all taken Niasu to our hearts in a different way because of the way he was treated under Koeman, and he's weighed in with very important, vital goals almost. But we'd all hold our hands up and say he's probably not really where we want to be in terms of quality. Good to have around the squad. So if Tosun's come in for such a big fee, double what we paid for Niass, and you can't get a game in front of Niass, what is that saying? That's the question.
I think I need a mid-season break. Saying yeah. Neymar played for Real Madrid. I think I've lost my marbles. Quaidy, thank you very much.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.